Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's face the music now. It's time for us to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers. You find the list at talkers.com. Also on the DJV social media and Facebook pages, djvshow.com. The top stories of the week from all the research that's done by Michael and his staff, top 10 stories, and the people list as well. Sometimes there's a connection, sometimes there isn't. That is between the people and the stories. But no matter what, it's always exciting to go through these things and to pick out some ancillary conversations that are applicable to folks who really love this format. So as usual, Michael, we'll start off with the stories, if you will, please, in the people list.
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have the space race, the billionaire space race.
Woo-hoo!
At number 9,
yeah, I'm going to get one of those tickets. You want to buy a ticket with me?
I'll buy a ticket for you.
A lottery deal. You don't want to go up on it?
No, no.
Really?
I would love to do it in theory, but I'm afraid of all kinds of problems.
Really?
So. Space, we can talk about that in a moment.
Running out of gas or something?
Space is a dangerous place.
Yes, it is.
There's
a lot more of it than there is anything else.
Oh, there's so much space. My gosh. Mm-hmm. Number 9, we have Haiti, Cuba, and Afghanistan. At number 8, we have U.S. relations with China and Russia. So we have a big foreign affairs block at 8 and 9. At number 7, we have our science and weather segment, heat wave and climate change.
And the moon wobble.
The moon wobble. And Western Europe is now flooding. And
you see those houses that collapsed in Germany?
Terrible.
Ooh,
terrible,
wow.
Terrible.
That was the same weather we had here. Like last, it shows you how connected we all are. That's the same storm that blew through, you and I live in Massachusetts, blew through Massachusetts last week and dumped 4, 5, 6 inches of rain in as many hours.
And same to put it storm? In,
yeah, it's the same storm. Went across the North Atlantic and just pounded it into Europe. Same,
wow.
It was the same storm. Just kept going.
I thought the storm that we just had here was the remnant of Hurricane.
Yeah, but that's exactly.
Ella.
And just kept going across the North Atlantic.
Wow.
That's how these things go. Oh, yeah. It was really. And to put it into perspective, the entire state of California, so far this year, hasn't had 2 inches of rain. And yet you and I experienced 2 inches of rain in about 4 hours last week.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Well, it's, I guess it's out of whack, but then again, I don't know what whack is.
Exactly, right.
I haven't been, it's before my time. I don't remember what went on, 500 years ago. At number 6, the
Southern Border. Been all my life.
Yeah. All right. Well, at number 6, the aforementioned number 6, the southern border crisis and immigration reform. At number 5, we have inflation, the infrastructure, and the spending bill. At number 4, we have voter legislation and 2020 election fraud claims. This continues, and many people call it the big lie. Mm-hmm. At number 3, the January 6th investigation, CPAC took place, and debate over critical race theory, part of the ongoing discussion of race relations. At number 2, a bunch of Trump books. And at number 1, we have, of course, COVID-19. We're talking about the Delta variant. We're talking about vaccines. We're talking about a syndrome now referred to by doctors as long COVID. And that's basically the stories of the week. The people on our survey, we have Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos, the astronauts, at number 10. And we have Jovenel Moise, the assassinated president of Haiti, at number 9. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at 8. Mitch McConnell at 7. Joe Manchin at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. Kevin McCarthy at 4. Mark Milley at number 3. Donald Trump at 2. And Joe Biden at number 1. And there you go, a snapshot of the week's most talked about people and subjects.
Yes, Tom Brady didn't make it into the list, which is amazing considering that he played all of last season with a serious injury. Did you see that? I figure a big Patriots fan that you are, you'd have seen that and thought, wow, what an amazing player. Even more amazing than we thought he was.
He should be in a Marvel movie. He's, you know, Brady man. Frankly, I'll be honest with you. Yes. I did not hear about it. I have been very unfocused on sports this past week. So what happened with Brady?
Well, he just had, somebody, somehow it leaked. He was very tight-lipped about it this past season, but it leaked that he had a fully torn collateral ligament in his left knee, which he injured early in the season. Actually, I think it was with, he may have had the first go-around when he was with the Patriots, and it never healed properly, and he got whacked in the beginning of the season, played with it all season. I don't think anybody noticed him limping or anything else, but apparently he was in a lot of pain. And
what the hell
didn't
does he
want
need
it.
This for? What is? But yeah, I know. Why is he?
Well, but it's your ego, isn't it, when you get to this point?
Yeah. Look, there are different schools of thought on this. No matter what, he's a human being, and he's going to reach that point where he has diminished skills. It'll either be a slow fade, or it's going to be what they call in football the cliff, where you suddenly fall off the cliff and things go bad. With his background, quit while you're ahead. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need, you know, he's the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. And why, when you go on that football field, you are risking your life on the same level as if you go into battle with the military. It's that dangerous. It is really that dangerous. And why does he do that? Is it ego? I don't know. I mean, I don't get it. I would have quit. Two times, if I were Brady, there would have been two occasions upon which I would have quit. I would have quit after the comeback in Atlanta. What a way to go out. And I definitely would have quit after this past season, coming back with another team and winning the Super Bowl. And now that you're telling me he did it with an injury, what the hell is wrong with him? Like, what's his issue?
What's his problem?
You know, what's he trying to prove?
Maybe he's trying to look like a hero in his wife's eyes.
Well, if he has to do that to be a hero in her eyes, then I don't know. Maybe he married the wrong gal.
Yeah, I should have married, what's her face, Bridget Monaghan from Blue Bloods. Got a child with her. Let's make her an honest man.
You know, she grew up in one of the local towns here in Western Mass in which I dwell. And
I didn't know that.
Hero. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she went to same high school my son went to.
Really?
So there's a little contingent in this particular area of people who still hold it against Brady.
Got it. All right, 14 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service. Talk about COVID, the vaccination thing, how it's going to affect us going forward. The pandemic, generally speaking, underscoring how susceptible we are to things in the air we breathe. After all, the things that are bad that come into your body come in through your mouth, your nose, or your eyes. And more things come through your nose than any other part of the body, because that's where most of the action is, the airflow is, the in and out. Bacteria, pollution, allergens, viruses, all of that stuff passes through your nose. That's why most of the doctors that I know agree it's important to keep your nose clean, like you wash your hands in the morning, you brush your teeth morning and night, so you should use the Navage to properly clean the nasal passage and get the crusty stuff out that holds onto all of those things that get in the way of your breathing well. Nasty dust, allergens, pollution, potentially dangerous bacteria and viruses, all of that stuff gets trapped in your nose. So if you are looking for a way to really clean it out, keep it clean, especially now where there's so much confusion about, do I want to get a shot? I don't want to get a shot. How do I protect myself, immune systems, all that stuff? Do yourself a favor. Go online to Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, spelled as it sounds, Navage.com, and check out all of the things that make this so easy to do. It's a 30-second process. How long do you spend? You should spend 2 minutes at least brushing your teeth, so you can spend 30 seconds cleaning out your nose. Check it out at the website, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. You can order the appliance there as well. That's Navage.com. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Three life lessons. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There are three extremely important lessons that can absolutely enrich the way you experience life and the way you pursue peace. The first is that you're okay even if things don't work out the way you expect them to work out. And it doesn't matter if you had good reasons to expect whatever you expected. It's just crucial to understand that you're okay if things don't work out the way you expect. The second is that things don't have to be complete in order for you to learn a lot from them. And the faster you can incorporate these lessons into your life, the closer you will be to finding peace. Also, my Real World Anger Management program is available now, exclusively on the Himalaya Learning Platform. Go to Himalaya.com/anger and enter the promo code ANGER, A-N-G-E-R, to get your first 14 days free.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, meanwhile, back to the serious business of going through the stories in the people list. I'm
saying, laughing.
Tell the people why you're laughing.
Michael and I were just comparing our old sound effects stuff from back in the moldy, oldy, goody, goldy days of our rusty rack of wrinkled record playing. All right. I want to know, as a business owner, how you talk to your employees about COVID vaccinations. Is what do you say to the people that work with you, or any? Do you say anything? Do you say you ought to get a shot? You're not telling them they can't come to work if they haven't had a shot. But how, as a manager and an owner, do you encourage employee vaccination, or do you get involved in that at all?
Well, the people that I work with, I've worked with for decades.
Yeah.
So we're sort of like family.
Yeah.
So there's no official policies.
Yeah.
And we have been at Talkers 95% virtual for over 10 years.
Uh-huh.
We're in business for 31 years. So it's not like we have this central newsroom where we're all in the same place. We have reporters and people all over the country. So we've been practicing virtual for a long time. But basically, I encourage everybody that I know to seriously consider vaccination. I think the odds are more in your favor or your family's favor if you're vaccinated than if you're not.
Yeah, I agree. That's very inspiring the way you put that, too. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's not about politics. It's about common sense and what you want for you and your family, how you want to live your life, et cetera, et cetera. 21 after the hour.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. The weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Apologize a little bit for my voice. Excuse me. I think I even feel it myself. I don't often hear what I sound like. Do you ever listen to yourself? Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here.
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah, okay. I listen to myself, and I'm critical.
Of what you say or how you say it?
Both. I'm constantly tweaking.
Are you too critical? Do you think you're overly critical? Because you do a lot of guesting with other radio hosts. Mm-hmm. You do during the course of the week. You oftentimes fill in for radio hosts on a number of stations around the country. You do the other program that's on, what is it, on Wonk in Washington.
Yeah, I do a show called the Michael Harrison Rap, which
Rap.
Is
right.
Yeah. WRAP, not RAP.
Right.
And, I do a lot of radio. I'm on the radio every day in one form or another.
Right.
What it comes down to is this. I consider radio broadcasting an art form that I have enjoyed participating in as an artist since I'm a kid, mm-hmm. as much as I consider it a vehicle for communicating information. And the art form aspect of it has always fascinated me, so I'm always brushing up on that aspect of what I do.
I'd rather listen to other people. I've never thought that I was smart enough or good enough to critique my own work. That's why you've known me for all these 30 years. I've had a number of consultants that have worked with me. None of them as good as the guy that I have now, I don't think anyway, because his way of dealing with me is different than all of the past people that I've had. But I wanted to have, the point is I wanted to have the reflection from somebody else's point of view, because I never thought that I was, I don't know if good enough is the right word, but I never thought, I just think it needs to be, what you do, it needs to be bounced off of somebody else. So that you have a different.
Well, there's an old saying: we all need an editor.
Yeah.
And look, you know, it's like the person who represents himself in a court of law has a bad lawyer. You know, has a fool for a client.
Right.
Has a fool for a client. That's the way it goes.
Right.
I mean, you know, everybody needs an editor. Every actor needs a director. One of the most dangerous things in the world is when you have somebody is an actor and a director. Where they direct the movie and they're in the movie. That often is a disaster.
I saw a movie that was just that the other day when I was sick. I was in bed and I was watching movies, and there was a movie that Ben Affleck had starred in. It was quite a good movie, actually, but he directed it, and he wrote it, and he produced it. He did everything with it. But there's no objectivity to it when you do that. I think that's what you're saying.
Well, in some cases, it's okay, but it could be better if somebody were there.
All right, let's carry that through to talk radio and the things that we talk about, or maybe even to politicians. It's long been said that presidents lose touch with the reality once they get into the White House. They don't have any money. They can't drive a car. They aren't part of the outside world. So they lose touch with reality. And one wonders then how they do bring themselves back around, or do they ever? Is it possible for them to be so out of touch that they really don't know what is going on with the people that they're supposed to be helping manage, you know, their lives?
Well, the biggest problem facing presidents is self-induced, is they surround themselves with yes men or yes people. And you know, people are afraid to tell the president, who's also their boss, perhaps, that they work administration. You're wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
But oftentimes, consultants, let's go back to just daily business, consultants often tell their clients what their clients want to hear.
Yeah, that's true.
Because most people hire consultants to confirm that they're on the right track, not to tell them they're on the wrong.
Right. Yeah. So what's the point? Why waste your money? Why waste your time? I think that's it. You don't learn from doing the same thing over and over again either, by the way, because you got to, you know, one of the things that you and I have talked about often is my looking over my shoulder to see who is behind me coming up. What are they going to do? What are they doing? What do I think they're going to do? So you try to be one step ahead of them. That's true in business in general. All the most successful businesses, I think, have got people who are really good at seeing into the future. Or they have somebody around that's good at that. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be more sustainable. We want to be the helping hand with innovations like this one that are already available on Amazon, but also through the third-party accreditations. All Garnier shampoos and conditioners are cradle-to-cradle certified, and the Garnier brand globally is approved by Cruelty Free International.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue over a $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package as a group of senators try to produce a bill that can be brought to the floor of the Senate this week. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman saying on CNN's State of the Union Sunday that a provision to fund an expansion of the Internal Revenue Service for greater enforcement of tax laws was removed from the bill as part of those negotiations.
One reason it's not part of the proposal is that we did have pushback. Another reason is that we found out that the Democrats were going to put a proposal into the reconciliation package, which was not just similar to the one we had, but with a lot more IRS enforcement. So that created quite a problem because the general agreement is that this is the bipartisan negotiated infrastructure package and that we will stick with that. And President Biden, to his credit, said that we will not be renegotiating these items in the reconciliation package.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said this week that he wants to bring a nearly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill to the Senate floor for a vote. However, a group of 10 bipartisan senators are still trying to piece an actual bill together after agreeing on a framework. The push for a vote coming as congressional Democrats are also looking at pushing a more than $3 trillion human infrastructure spending bill through using the budget reconciliation process. That's something Senator Lindsey Graham says is unsupportable. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that he's willing to borrow a strategy from Texas Democrats and leave Washington, D.C. to prevent a vote on that bill.
The reconciliation package is not infrastructure. It's big government, a liberal wish list, paid family leave, new social programs unrelated to infrastructure. So we'll see if they can get Democratic support. But before Republicans beat up on the Democrats in Texas for leaving Texas too much, if for some reason they pass reconciliation, budget resolution to bring that bill to the floor of the United States Senate, the $3.5 trillion bill, you got to have a quorum to pass a bill in the Senate. I would leave before I'd let that happen. So to my Republican colleagues, we may learn something from our Democratic friends in Texas when it comes to avoiding a $3.5 trillion tax and spend package. Leave town.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The familiar music of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here for the week ending July 16th. The overview of the top stories and people. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. There are a lot of things we could talk about with regard to the many variations of COVID. Before we do that, I kind of want to go back to something you were saying a minute or explaining a minute or two ago or a few minutes ago with regard to the Michael Harrison rap. How does that, just explain to the audience how that show differs. I'm sure there are a lot of people that listen to both this approach to looking at the charts and the approach that you take with the rap. So what is it you're dealing with the same subject matter? How does it vary? It's interesting because, you know, there's always different ways of presenting entertainment and information. So how does that show differ from this?
One of the big differences is that you're not on it. That's a joke. Are you there?
Well, once in a while I have made it on to it, but not with any regularity.
I didn't mean that in any disparaging way. It was just hanging there. It was just hanging there over the plate. I couldn't resist swinging it.
Perfect.
There's no difference in terms of the topicality. What's different is that I interview people from around the country in the course of an hour, mostly media people, mostly talk show hosts, about the different stories and try to present different points of view so that everybody in the audience will be happy and miserable at the same time.
Equal opportunity and, offenders. Yeah.
I mean, at the beginning of the show, I tell everybody, I say, try not to get angry. Because there's so much of that in talk radio today, you know, trying to play to the audience so that they don't get nasty or angry with you, consider you a turncoat if you happen to say something that they don't want to deal with.
Isn't that amazing how we become so uncritical in our thinking? And let me give you an example of this. I'd like to know how you would treat the discussion of the so-called Black National Anthem, which basically came, as you know, was written to celebrate Abraham Lincoln's birthday after the Civil War. It's a song called Lift Every Voice and Sing. But it has now become, it's taken on a different persona, if you will, or people look at it differently. And so now people who don't know their history, don't know where the song came from, think it's anti-American. I hear the black people are going after the white people again. They have their own anthem. They don't respect our anthem. So how would you handle that in terms of, because there are, I would, you know, there are a lot of different perspectives actually to this.
My personal opinion? Or how would I, handle it on the air is I would talk about it objectively. Yeah. I would talk about it objectively on the air because I that's what I do. I try to present, you know, different points of view and clarify them. But personally, to get upset about there being a black national anthem, is to me a waste of time. If black people want to have a song that means a lot to them in terms of their culture and they want to call it a national anthem, fine. What harm does that do? Really.
But you see, for some people, you just said it a few minutes ago, everything is a problem for some people. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. Somebody's got some problem with somebody or something, no matter where you turn. The one person who took a picture of Caitlyn Jenner at the CPAC thing, one person in the lobby, and what that person posted became the subject of lots of grousing on the air. It was one person. Why should anybody care? This is how the news media and social media, they take pieces of information and they twist it and turn it to make it seem like it was important, and it wasn't.
Something to create indignation, righteous indignation.
Right. You know, I'm upset there's a black national anthem. Who gives a
So what? You know, it's like, you know, I mean, back in the 50s, they used to call Rock Around the Clock the national anthem of rock and roll. Was that anti-American? Yeah. Some people thought it was. I mean, the point is, you know, anthem is a word that has a meaning. And since when do we have to get down on our knees and worship anything, you know, in terms of, you know, the Star Spangled Banner? You know, there was a time when that wasn't the national anthem. That was passed into law by a president in relatively recent history, that it's the national anthem. We get too hung up on this crap so as to have something to be indignant about, something to be angry about, something to stir up controversy. And none of it is really that consequential. We should be talking more about policy. We should be talking about news that's not out there, that people don't know about. And we should always be mindful of bringing people together as opposed to stirring up, these divisions that are bringing the country down.
All right. So let me get, you're an insider, and people like to listen to this program, I think, in part because some of the discussion that we have is about the business of this business, not only the lists and what people say about the list, but who's doing what. Larry Elder has declared himself a patron of the state of California.
In a manner of speaking. Patron?
Yes. He's running for governor, and who knows? He could stand a chance to be governor. I know him pretty well, and you do too. So what do you think? Here's a black guy that worked on a conservative radio station in Los Angeles and has a syndicated program as well. He's very smart. I happen to quite like Larry. But I'm wondering, does he have a chance? And how is this being handled by other people who might not want to talk about, oh, he's another guy in another station, we better not talk about him?
A lot of people are talking about people on other stations these days. We're no longer in the world. You and I grew up in a world where you referred to our competition as Brand X.
Right.
You know? You know, Alka-Seltzer, here's what it does in your stomach. Here's Brand X. You know? You know, heaven forbid they say Bromo-Seltzer in an Alka-Seltzer commercial.
Right.
But, no, I mean, the people talk about things. You know, Larry Elder, it's interesting.
He is.
I think he has a chance. I think anybody has a chance. I wouldn't put money on it.
No.
But then again, you know, politics is a risky bet anyway. As
but then you're a cheap guy, so you wouldn't put money on much of anything. I'm guessing.
I'm a cheap guy. Is that what you say?
I just, of course.
Okay.
But, yeah. I wouldn't put money on it either. I'm a cheap guy. I don't bet on anything. Yeah, never bet on anything. I don't know if I'm cheap, but when it comes to stuff like that, it's probably not the right moniker. It's not wanting to waste your money on frivolous items.
I wasn't even talking about it from a standpoint of money. I was talking about it from a standpoint of odds.
Yeah, okay.
That, I wouldn't bet beans on it or millions of dollars. It has it has nothing to do with my view of money. It has to do with the odds are. When I say I wouldn't bet on it, is I think the odds are against him. However, that being said, maybe he's doing it for the platform.
What does it do to his career as a talk radio personality?
Well, we're talking about him. I think it raises his profile to a certain degree. Of course, it risks his position because they're replacing him with another black conservative.
Right.
You know, which is interesting. The format that says we shouldn't be judging people by their color. or things of that nature, replacing him with another black conservative. So these are all syndromes that, even though we may be against them, it's hard to break out of. That being said, I think that Gavin Newsom will probably survive this, recall effort. And a lot of that has to do with the number of registered voters, et cetera, et cetera. And there is no Arnold Schwarzenegger looming in the wings.
Right. If there was somebody big with a big persona like him, it would change the whole. Yeah, but none of those guys want to get involved in this stuff anymore, with the exception of Matthew McConaughey, who seems to want to run for governor in Texas, right? Mm-hmm. And his chances would be pretty good of winning, I would say, wouldn't you?
Well, name recognition seems to count. We have a history in America of electing celebrities. Ronald Reagan, George Murphy was a senator. He was a song and dance man. You don't hear much about him. Mm-hmm. We have, Al Franken became a senator from Minnesota. Governor of Minnesota was Jesse the Body Ventura. So they had two celebrities. There are cases of this even around the world where well-known comedians have become prime ministers.
Right.
Actresses have become members of Congress.
You don't realize that Xi Jinping was a stand-up comic before he became the leader of China. You know that? Didn't you know that? Can you imagine?
Xi Jinping was a comedian?
You didn't know that?
Huh. No, I didn't know that.
Really?
You know, you win a dozen donuts whenever anybody tells me something I don't know.
Especially if it's pulling it out of the ethos.
Don't you hate when people bait you and they say, have you ever heard of so-and-so?
All right, so we have the continuing focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, which is what's going on in our lives here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 44 past the hour with Michael and Doug, a focus on your weight, your well-being. The losing of weight has become a paramount importance. More and more people, now that we're going back into COVID, and we've got the Delta variant, and you see the number of people that are being hospitalized because they have various issues around weight, don't become a statistic. Don't become a victim. Get healthy the right way by losing weight intelligently, or if you do decide to go on some crash diet or even have an operation, it's the support you get after that that keeps the weight off, that keeps you healthy. And the way to do that, pretty much the only way that I know of to do it, is through the all-natural Calitrin, which is a weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs. It is going to help you be healthy the right way. And it's explained very well. A lot of great examples of people who have been successful, who've gone through various scenarios. You think of the scenario, you'll find somebody who's been through it and has told the story to the folks at Calitrin. You can go to their website, toploss.com, see the success stories. Get excited about what the possibilities are for you. Help yourself. Again, it's toploss.com. That's the website. Use the discount code DJV and get 3 months supply free plus free shipping. Find out how that works. Choose Calitrin, the healthy weight loss choice at toploss.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
This notice is to all timeshare owners who don't need or want their timeshares anymore. Call us now, and we'll legally help you get out of your timeshare contract forever. Thousands of owners who are now not using them cancel their timeshare contracts every day. Now it's your turn. If you're tired of paying your monthly timeshare maintenance fees, call us. Our legal team will fight for you so you can stop paying for a timeshare you don't want and save your money. If you've tried on your own or with another company to cancel your timeshare, don't give up. At the Timeshare Helpline, we can help you get out of your timeshare contract forever and never make a payment again. How great would that be? Call the Timeshare Defense Attorneys right now for immediate help.
800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift Lithium Ion Powered Forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
All right, what's happening on the Michael Harrison interview this week, Michael?
Interesting conversation I had with Michael Zwirling of KSCO in Santa Cruz, a very eccentric, colorful, independent radio station owner. And it's at mhinterview.com. We talk about political correctness, race relations, and the media.
All right, that's it. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tech Talk time now on the DJD program, a review at the end of the week of the top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan's research. They both do research. Victoria on technology, Jay on social media. So they all have a place in our conversation. Right now our focus is on the top five from the world of technology, Victoria, starting with Twitter and what it's doing.
Yep, Twitter is shutting down Fleets. Turns out Fleets were fleeting. Say goodbye to Fleets. That's the first that row of full screen tweets at the top of the Twitter timeline that expires after 24 hours. It was meant to sort of be Twitter's version of Instagram stories, but it did not take off at all. They're killing it. It's only been 8 months, but it just did not. They were trying to get people to get new users onto Twitter and to get them to post more and not just read other people's tweets, but this was not going to do it. So say goodbye. They're moving on.
Bye-bye.
It'll be another experiment soon.
Right. Right to the big pasture in the sky. Okay, number four is a focus on ESPN. There's another greedy grab from Disney.
Yep, ESPN Plus monthly and annual subscription costs are going up starting August 13th. This is the second price increase for the service in 2021 alone. The new price hike has made ESPN's annual plan increase by about $20 this year, which is a lot. So a spokesperson for ESPN Plus confirmed that the service hike is going from $6 to $7 a month. If you have the yearly, it's going up $60 to $70. And now here's the one way you can get out of it. You will not see an increase if you have the Disney bundle, which is $13 a month, and it includes Disney Plus and Hulu. There's also no charge in the cost of UFC pay-per-view fights, which is a big draw. And Disney Plus and ESPN Plus have both gotten price increases as well this year, and so it's everything just keeps getting more and more expensive. However,
so why do people keep taking it?
Because they have content. Here's the thing. Disney Plus, at $8 a month, if you don't bundle it, that's on its own. That's still a really good value. You get all the Star Wars properties. You get Black Widow, all the new movies. That's going to stream free on Disney Plus starting October 6th. So the content is, if you look at the density of content, I would say Disney Plus is still way ahead. So it's actually a really good deal, but just do the bundle if you're going to watch all of it.
Number three, exclusive TED Chats. Where are they going?
Yep, Clubhouse has another partnership, and this time it's with one of the most popular podcast networks, and that is their new partnership with TED. They're going to bring exclusive chats to the social media platform Clubhouse. It's going to go, they're doing it throughout the rest of the summer, and then we'll see where it goes. The first room in Clubhouse is called Thank Your Ass Off, and that actually started this week. It runs weekly every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, and the company says additional rooms will launch soon. It's all going through TED's Clubhouse Club. And so TED, as we know, TED has launched its audio collective in February this year. They already have almost 2 million downloads per day is what they get. So this is a really big partnership for Clubhouse, which seems to still be getting more popular. It is still invite only. But, you know, there are a lot of free invitations, so anybody you know can let you in.
It's kind of like getting a trip out in the space bucket. We ought to talk about that, but we don't have time to do it here.
In the space bucket?
Well, you know, the new Branson thing. Number two this week, Verizon has a new filter. What's it doing?
This is a really good, it's not often that I say good things about Verizon, but this is a good one. So this is Verizon has a new filter that blocks spoofing calls. Now, spoofing calls are when you look down, your phone rings, you look down, you go, well, that looks like half of my own phone number. What is this number? It's an attempt to spam you, and it's an attempt to get you to fall for whatever, you know, trickeration is on the other line if you answer it. And so this is called the neighborhood filter. This allows Verizon customers to send these calls directly to voicemail if you don't want them at all, or you can actually take a look through the list of who's calling you and you can filter through it. This will be this is a free thing that Verizon Wireless has. If you want the upgraded, which has like additional that's an additional $3 per month per line, that will give you access to a database of 100 million spam numbers, a personal block list, a spam risk meter, and you get all of that in real time. So if you want the free version, you won't get all the bells and whistles. But for $3 a month more, if it really bothers you and it's something that, you know, you get all the time, which I know a lot of people do, then that's actually a really good thing. A
couple of seconds on the number one story this week on net neutrality.
Yep. So on Friday, President Biden signed the executive order on promoting competition in the American economy. This is a broad-reaching executive order. It touches technology. It touches agriculture. There's so much stuff here. But the broadband nutrition label that was developed in 2016 will be back. And basically, it's all about promoting transparency. So
all right.
It's a good thing.
There you go. And having you here is a good thing as well. Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen. And the top five items from the world of technology at 59.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.